It's the final day of the Democratic National Convention, as you've been hearing, and we are talking once again now with Susan Swartz on the scene at the big arena. And I gather, Susan, you are speaking to us now from the midst of an enormous crowd.
Actually, there's 75,000 seats here. There's still some empty seats, but, you know, it's pretty exciting. It's only 2 miles from downtown Denver, but the shuttle took about 40 minutes to get here, and then we stood in line for about another 30 minutes to go through security. And that's why they wanted people here so early. They told everyone to get here by 2:30, but they're entertaining the crowd. It's just a giant football stadium is what it is, and I think one good thing they decided to do was suspend the selling of beer, but people are walking around and having a good time.
Now, earlier today, you were sent to another women's political caucus, and I gather there were a couple of surprise visitors?
Yeah, I went to the women's caucus, and we'd hoped that Michelle Obama would show up, and indeed she did. She came out and started to speak, and about five women came up quietly down the aisle and stood in front of her with Hillary, the smart choice signs, but they didn't say anything. They just stood there for a while and then they were ushered out. And then Michelle Obama went right into talking about Hillary Clinton and what a wonderful candidate she had been, and that actually she had made her husband a better candidate and would make her husband a better president. And Michelle was wonderful because it was mostly women in the room. She was talking about how it's going to be the women who will really put her husband in office. And then she talked a little bit about women who work and raise kids and have families and how we all have this guilt trying to do both. The other person who came and addressed the crowd was Barbara Boxer, and she was preceded by a group of women who came in who were anti-choice, and they had their T-shirts on saying, abortion hurts women, and I regret my abortion, and we've seen them around town, and they stood in front of the podium and also were ushered out. And then Barbara Boxer came out in her very wonderful way and said, you know, I appreciate those women and their opinions, but they need to appreciate that we all need to make our own personal choices. So we had the women in the morning, and now we have Obama tonight. So tomorrow I'm going to get up and go to yoga.
When you get home, what do you think you're going to remember most vividly about your experience there?
I think there was no doubt that as tiring as it was and as hot as it was, you really felt the whole time like you were really in the middle of a history-making event. A lot of times, I would suddenly get emotional seeing all these people getting very excited about something that seems quite possibly could happen. It was an upper.
All right, Susan. Well, thanks for taking time to talk with us throughout the convention, and we'll welcome you back home next week.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce.